Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is King's Kilt. And today we have Ralph with us that's a part of the game and helping us get this wonderful game on Kickstarter. How's it going today, Ralph?
It's going very well. My actual title is currently is Vice President Marketing and Public Relations for Eagle Griffin Games. And Eagle Griffin Games is publishing King's Kilt and has it on Kickstarter now, actually. We have 12 days to go. I think it's only been up since Saturday, and we have 182 backers and closing in almost at 4,000, and we're looking for 2,000, so we've already got double what we're looking for.
No, that's great. So tell us a little bit about what King's Kilt is and what people can expect.
Sure. Well, first of all, it's just a light card game. And let me first explain that it's a new designer that we've been working with, Gord Hamilton. He's from Canada. And we did a game with him just recently, 12 Days of Christmas, which is kind of a Great Dalmuti style game where you're trying to get rid of your cards. But in this one, you're trying to get rid of your lowest card, and you get Christmas gifts for doing that.
Gotcha.
But King's Kilt is the first game, actually, that we picked up from him. And it is a game about the succession to the Scottish throne. You're trying to get your clan member up to the top and keep him there so that you score the most points at the end of the game. In fact, we've got this labeled King's Kilt, Whose Clan Will Reign in Scotland. So we're going to have 8 clans in the game. Each will have their own plaid tartan showing, and they've also got a pair of daggers on the cards, so they're very fun-looking cards.
And, yeah, they look good.
Yeah, and the idea of the game is you start with the base of a pyramid. Each player will have 3 cards that are dealt to them randomly, except at least 2 of them will be unique, and the third one might match one of the other players. You can play with 2 to 4 players. And those cards you want to have in the top 3 rows of the pyramid at the end of the game, because you'll score 3 points, 2 points, or 1 point, depending on if they're at the top, at the king. In the second row, the Guardians of Scotland, or in the third row, the Noblemen of Scotland. So you do this by advancing your clan members up the pyramid. The way that works is on your turn, you can advance a card up the pyramid, and then where it came from, you have to fill it in. So you advance people from a row below it, or if it's the bottom row, then you take one from the face-up card, on the clan deck and put it in that space. Now, that's one way to advance the members up, but of course, eventually the pyramid's going to be full. So what happens then is each player at the beginning of the game was also dealt 5 clan influence cards. They're also clan member cards, but you use them to influence someone whose plaid, whose name matches the card in your hand, and then you can use that to betray that card, to betray any card around it and remove it from the pyramid. So this way, you can, through careful influence, you can betray people and move your guys up to fill the spots vacated. So so there's some influence and betrayal in the game that can be done earlier in the game as well, but it's usually more powerful at the end. And that's pretty much the game. At the end of the game, when everybody passes because they have no more influence or they don't care to do any more influence, then the game is over and the king a row scores 3 points, the next row 2 points, and the third row 1 point each.
Cool. So like it says on the Kickstarter, it's the ultimate backstabbing game.
Exactly. Well, the betrayal, it is a bit like backstabbing, and we've emphasized that by having the bloody dirk on the card, just, you know, as part of the title of each clan. So we're redesigning the cards a little bit from what's on the Kickstarter, but they'll look even sharper. So at any rate, one of the fun things we're doing with this, too, is we've picked 12 clans, but we're only able to use 8. And people that are participating can go to our Egg Rules website. That's www.eggrules.com. And it's Egg because it's Eagle Griffin Games, but it's kind of fun that it says Egg.
Yeah, it works out.
Yeah, Egg Rules. And they can vote. So you can go take a look at the different clans we have put up there for you to vote on. By the way, we also started a new series of games. I don't know if you know our history, but the parent company is Fred Distribution, and it does business as Eagle Griffin Games. However, that's something we've just done because we used to have 2 lines, Eagle Games, which were more strategy games, and Griffin games, which were more family games. This would certainly fit into what was previously our Griffin line. But instead, yeah, we've combined that now because people didn't know that we were the same company or got confused or whatever. So we're now Eagle-Griffin Games. And so we created a new series, and we're calling it the Egg Series. And this is the third in the Egg Series. 12 Days of Christmas is number two. And we had, if any people know, Fleet and Matt Riddle and Ben Pinchback, their game Eggs and Empires is number one in that series. And we got three or four more already lined up. And, of course, you know, all of these will be available in the near future.
That's exciting. So what was it that drew you specifically to want to pick up King's Kilt?
Well, we met Gord Hamilton. Gord, by the way, is a teacher and is also a – I believe he has both a master's and a doctorate in mathematics. And he's also a game designer. We met him at the Gathering of Friends, which is a group of people that come together to play games for – it's now over a week that we get together and play games.
Sounds good to me.
It's great. And basically – it's game designers, it's game publishers, it's game players, and they're all friends of friends. So that's why it's the Gathering of Friends. It started with 10 people, and now it's close to 400 each year. And
nice.
So we met Gord there, and he had a whole bunch of games to show. And this was a little before I started with Eagle-Griffin Games, although I met him at the same time that same year and played some of these games. And this was one of the ones that caught Rick's eye. 12 Days of Christmas is also Gord's. And it's a cute little, very easy, family-friendly game around the Christmas song, Christmas Carol. So,
yeah.
But King's Kilt, I like it because myself, I also have Scottish in my ancestry. In fact, if you know President Polk, he's not a direct ancestor of mine, but he's a distant cousin because we both go back to the Polks in the U.S., which came over from Ireland. And they got there in the plantation of Ireland with James I, and so they came originally from Scotland. So, and their name there was the Pollock clan, kind of like the
okay.
fish, not exactly like the fish, but it's because of a pool that was nearby, and that was a pogue, and so it became Pollock.
Yeah, I see that. I see that's one of the clans available to vote for.
Yeah, I'm one of the people associated with the game, so that's why we got that one in there. I think, Hamilton, Gord Hamilton, that's one of the clans. Of course, you have to have the Bruces, the Macbeth, the Wallace. We've got Buchanan, Calhoun is also someone associated. Douglas, Lamont. The Lamont clan is interesting because two of my favorite game designers are Scottish, Gordon and Fraser Lamont. And they do Frager games, and they do very special, wonderful games each year that they present at Essen, the game fair. But so it's kind of fun. And they actually go way back in history for that clan. Then we
That's
have
cool.
Macduff, MacLeod, Pollock, and Stewart. And, of course, these tie together because some are ancient clans. Some of them were kings or guardians of Scotland. Some of them had famous feuds. Some of them, like my own, the Pollocks, the Stuarts, the Bruces, and I think those are the ones, and the Wallaces actually all came, were Breton knights that came with Walter Fitzalan, who is the progenitor of the Royal House of Stuart, because he first became the steward to King David, and then six generations later moved in, married into the Bruce clan, and that became the Royal clan. So, of course, everybody knows about the Stuart kings, which also became eventually the British kings as well, with James James I, James VI of Scotland, James I of Britain. So, any case.
Well, I like that. I like how, you know, it's almost kind of like a history lesson involved with the game as well.
Yeah, and Scottish history is fascinating. And there was a lot of feuds and backstabbing and influence, so it's very much in the theme of the game. So we've on the Egg Rules site, we put up little histories for each clan tartan, so before you vote, you can take a look at those. But, of course, we have a lot of people that are asking for their particular clan to be included, and we are looking at other options, but at this point, you know, it will all depend whether it makes financial sense. But if we possible, we would like to have some other clans that are available if there's enough people that are interested in having those. So we're looking into the price and stuff like that. And that's one of the fun things about Kickstarter is that we can get involved with our consumers and really tailor things a bit. In many Kickstarters, we've had help with artwork. We've had help with rules. We've had suggestions for stretch goals and other things. And it's a lot of fun for us to be able to engage with our customers and really bring them a quality product that also really meets some of their own thoughts and ideas about what a game should be. So that's one of the great powers of Kickstarter. Not to mention that we get to bring a new artist like this, new game designer, to attention of people that normally probably wouldn't have gotten done.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I really enjoy about Kickstarter too, is the whole community of it. It's not the separation of developers and purchasers. It's more, you know, it's becoming like the purchasers are now becoming part of the development process, and it's more of a community process rather than a separation. And I really enjoy that about Kickstarter.
Yes, I do too. And it's one of the things that surprised me as well. Before I got with Eagle Griffin Games, I really had only backed one Kickstarter, which was a personal friend. And I'm still waiting on that one 2 years later, but I know he's working on it. And it's software, so it makes sense.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a little bit longer, people. It's okay.
It does. But I went and counted, and I think I've been involved in like 45 now. Now, many of those were our own, where I pledged so that I can participate in the comments and stuff like that. But I think I've bought a good dozen games this way now, and very happily. So I've had good taste. So.
Well, good. I mean, and that's the you mentioned it before, but that's another great thing about Kickstarters. All these independent developers or smaller people that have great vision for games like Gordon, but the general populace doesn't know about it, but now he can put his vision of games out there and say, hey, here it is. If you guys like it, fund it. And obviously people do, because you guys are already 200% funded. So
yeah, and of course, this is a small one. And by the way, this is a small game. It's 48 clan cards and 14 leader cards, which ensures that you get a nice mix. And I believe, let's see, it's a very simple pledge, and I went away from the main page, so let me get back to that. And I'll tell you, I don't know it off the top of my head.
It's $9, and you could receive one copy of the game.
Right, $9, and of course shipping. Shipping, unfortunately, is not free. We expect these to be an MSRP of at least $12. So it's, you know, we try to make it as good a deal as possible. So you certainly won't be paying more, even with the shipping, than you would be to buy it through the Kickstarter. The other nice thing about this egg series is that we're putting them in small boxes of cards, or regular size cards, but they will fit in a padded envelope, which is one of the least expensive ways we can ship things.
Definitely. And then paying just $12 total for something for hours worth of fun is definitely worth your money.
Oh yeah, it's in the, you know, this is the kind of thing you pick up on your way out of a store, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a fun little game. It's a nice strategy game. It works for 2 to 4 players, and it's Kingscope.
Awesome. So you guys are funded, so we know this game is going to be made. When do you hope to have this out to the backers and to the public when you're done?
Yeah, well, we pretty much have most things ready. Obviously, the final – we have the clan tartans we want to use. We've got the card design, but we haven't put it all together yet. But it does expect to ship in July, and I know that's a conservative estimate. We're really planning on almost all of our things to get done fairly early, right after the Chinese New Year. So that we can get them in ample time for our backers, and then of course, you know, for whatever conventions and of course for our stores and our distributors.
Awesome. So for those of you that are listening, you still have until January 11th, so that's 2015. We're in the new year, and you have until 11 p.m. Mountain Standard Time or 1 a.m. Eastern. And you could still have plenty of time by the time you listen to this to go back this awesome game and be able to have it this summer. So I would encourage everybody to go and to Kickstarter and check out King's Kilt. Ralph, is there any other places that you would like to direct people to go find out more about either Eagle Griffin Games or King's Guild?
Yes. Well, I already mentioned Egg Rules, EGG Rules, all one word, .com. And that's a place where we're still building it, but we already have a number of our games up there with their rules and things like that. And, of course, we have the voting poll for the your favorite clan for King's Guild there. And then our consumer website is eaglegames.net, and that's all one word, eaglegames.net. And there you can see we actually have several hundred games in our game catalog. Some are nearing their end of stock, but nevertheless, we still have quite a large selection of games there, family games and party games and strategy games. So we have a great selection. We have some very well-known titles, and we have several new things coming very soon. One of the things to look for in the near future, we have reprinted, along with U.S. Games, Mike Fitzgerald's four Mystery Rummy games and his new one, Escape from Alcatraz. And at the same time, we've also got his new game, Baseball Highlights 2045. Tom Vassell gave it an incredible review, not just for people who love sports or baseball, but for any game player, because it's a really good game. And that's it was my first love, because that's as far as working for Eagle Griffin Games, because that was my first project to work on from the very beginning to the end. So I'm really looking forward for that coming out, and it is spectacular.
Awesome. Well, Ralph, thank you so much for joining us today and letting us know a little bit more about King's Guild.
All right. Thanks a lot, Barry. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck with the future and all your future games, and I look forward to seeing more of them.
Perfect. And you know where I am now.
That's right. Have a good day.
Okay.